Blog Talk Radio.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. Happy Talk Radio is a family-friendly program designed to enhance the mind, body, and soul in the totality of happiness. I tell you, this is a wonderful day. And today we are getting ready for our blessings because today my phenomenal guest is Dr. Curtis Jones of Bibb County School District. Truth be told, he is not here for the first time. This will be his third interview on Happy Talk. And I must admit, I have had the pleasure of meeting him and having conversations with him and sitting in business meetings with him through the years. So I think that I have earned the right to call him Curtis. So this morning, I would like to welcome Dr. Curtis Jones to my show.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you. And yes, ma'am, you could have called me Curtis the first time.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot to be discussed today because this is really, for me and a lot of people here in Bibb County, bittersweet. This is your retirement year, and I know that this will be a new chapter for you. And so I want us to talk about your beginning. You came up with the idea of VIP, and you did a lot of things under that, with those acronyms, Victory and Progress. So let's kind of start at the beginning right quickly. But let me tell you, I want to take you back, which would be the VIP, which would be, let's say, the COVID-19. You're winning as superintendent, and what you plan on doing for the future. Okay?
Okay, so go back before COVID or start with COVID?
Let's start with VIP.
VIP, okay, I got you.
Yes.
So as you may remember, most superintendents, when they come in, will have a strategic plan. And before we came, my administration started here in Bibb, there was a strategic plan, and we renamed the plan to be Victory in Our Schools. The previous plan, when administrators came together for their monthly meetings, they called it LAW, Leaders at Work. And I'll be honest, we were having discipline issues in Bibb County, and I was told that we had a school-to-prison pipeline, and I wanted to try and just get that mental picture out of the way. And I didn't think you could do that by having administrators come to a meeting called LAW. And so one of my guys, Tansy Kilcrease, looked at me and said, well, if you don't want to call it LAW anymore, what are you going to call it? And I said, well, our strategic plan is victory in our schools. We're coming here every month. It's part of a progress. It's part of a process. I think it's going to be victory in progress. And she said, okay, we'll go with that. I had not thought about the initials being VIP at the time. It just turned out to be that way. And I'll be honest, it just took off after that.
Awesome, awesome. And I mean, the idea you came up with the pins. So
what happened was one of my principals, Christy Graham, who's currently the principal over at Vineville, said, I love this idea of victory and progress. And she said that she knew someone who could maybe create a pin to go along with it. And she asked if she could, have somebody put one together. And so when she came back a while later, Shirley Fussell, who was here in the office, said, I love that. And so I said, okay. So we went ahead, had some printed up. And the idea initially was that I was going to treat the pin pretty much like general officers in a military unit do with a coin. When somebody did something great, I was going to give them the pin and say, you just became a VIP. But how do you get people to do that? Because we already had a lapel pin that we were wearing in bib. And I even had a board member say, are you trying to get rid of our logo? And I said, no, I'm not. Just trying to promote our strategic plan. And so I put on the VIP pin, and people in my senior cabinet saw it and said, okay, that looks good. What we got to do to get one? And I told them, and they said, well, we're not already doing that. I said, well, I guess you are. So then they got one. And then I went out to a school, and I saw something happen with a teacher, and I gave a teacher one, and then people just started, wait a minute, what do we have to do? So that's when we came up with the idea of, instead of doing something great and wonderful that could be isolated, we wanted you to join the team. We wanted you to be a part of the strategic plan. So we said, if you've been with us for a year, then you get to wear the pin. And during that year, before you get to earn the pin, it's a look-see. If you want to be on the team, you'll stay. If you don't, you can leave. And there's no hard feelings, because Bibb County is not going to be where everybody wants to be, because we're going to do some hard work. But if you stay for that second year and we want you and you want us, you earn the VIP pin. And so that led to the military tradition of having an award ceremony. So at the year anniversary, everybody would have a special recognition, be called up, be said, this is your first anniversary, you wanted to come back, we want you. And the principal or whoever the leader was would put the pin on their left lapel, because the left lapel is the one that's closest to the heart. And we said, when you get up in the morning and you put your pin on, recommit yourself to what you're coming to. Remember why you wanted to stay. Think about it. Forget about the struggles from yesterday. Let today be the beginning of another day. Make it a great day or not. The choice is yours.
Well, I tell you that pin, the acronyms will leave an imprint in terms of your purpose here in Macon and what you mean to all of us.
Well, I appreciate that. I imagine that the new superintendent will have their own thing, and this one was associated with victory in our schools. And so I think some of you will keep it, but I think there will be a new something coming, because I'm sure that's going to be a part of the plan. You got to refocus and keep moving.
That's true. I agree with that. Okay, well, you know, because of all of that victory and progress, you became the National Superintendent of the Year. So let's talk about that.
So we had a great team that was working. A lot of initiatives went into place. We had folks who would say, we're doing too much, we're doing too much, we're doing too much. But some of the things that were recognized at a national level for the things that we were doing and the state level was the implementation of something we were already doing, which was PBIS, Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports. Jamie Cassidy led that. Our district became a showcase for how to do it. It actually led to a reduction in the discipline referrals that we had in a significant way. And so the state would start having people come see our system about how that was being done. A second thing that happened was when I first arrived, the business community said they saw a program called The Leader in Me, and they thought that the school they visited, which was a lighthouse school, was a model for what they would like our elementary schools to look like, and they wanted to know if they could implement that, if I would be willing to give them a chance to pilot it. And so we started with 2, and then it became 4, then it became 8, and then it went into all of our schools. And The Leader in Me is based on Sean Covey's 7 Habits for Highly Effective People. And I will tell you that by doing those different cohorts, we were able to get schools that had students that learned those 7 habits. And I think now we have 6 schools that are lighthouse schools. And we probably got like another 8 that may come on as early as next year. And so that got national recognition. Sean Covey, who's the current president and CEO of the company, came down, helped kick it off, and so that spread. So those were 2 of the main initiatives. The third one I would give you, because A Leader in Me was led by Jamie Cassidy as well, was the program where we have a bunch of new teachers who join us every year, and we have to get them up to speed. And so Tansy Kilcrease taught them how to be effective teachers and get effective feedback with a program called Get Better Faster. Those were the primary things that I can remember now that the interview committee was just impressed with, how we were taking research-based interventions and putting them in place at the district level in a relatively short period of time and getting impact. And so based on that and the work that the community was doing and the improvement in our culture and climate, I did get recognized, but I would tell you it was the work of everybody here in Macon-Bibb. It really was.
Well, what about the CTAE program?
So
did
CTAE,
that start under your leadership?
So yes and no. I was at the Georgia Capitol with Griffin Spaulding because I was still with them. And at that time, Griffin Spaulding was being authorized to get a college and career academy. Bibb County on that same day was being authorized to move their college and career academy from a school to a program. And that's also when it was allowed to move from Riverside to Anthony Road. That was that whole process. So I was up there for that. We did get recognized at the national level for what was happening with the Hutchins College and Career Academy and the different pathways that were going in. That was a part of the initiative that a former lieutenant governor had in place. And what the committee did see was that the business community had really bought into the college and career pathways that we had. Dr. Cassandra Washington had done a great job in putting that effort in place as well. And so when you're talking about business partnerships, the BEP, the Business Education Partnership, the work they did with Leader in Me, the pathways that were being done, the mentoring that was happening with our students, all of that came together. And I'll be honest, Therese McGee, who at the time was the board clerk, Dr. Wanda West, Lori Rogers, Tansy Kilcrease, they did a great job of just telling the story of what was happening in Bibb. And it was almost like the story sold itself, I do believe.
Well, you know, I have noticed that through the years, and I don't know how many other superintendents may have decided to do this, but you have a blog site. And I was looking at the last one that you have here that says, to the Bibb County School Community, thank you for 7 years. I have shared many blogs over the years, and I will be honest, this has been the most difficult one for me to put together. I have struggled with how to start and what to say. So I decided to start, as I hope I almost always do, by thanking you. What inspired you to come up with these blogs?
One of the criticisms that I'd heard of the system when we started, and it happens in most systems, to be quite honest, is that you have poor communication. And so how do you ensure that everybody believes they can be heard? What are the different ways that that can happen? And how do you get people to feel as if there is a connection from the person who's at the top to the person who's at the bottom? And so we did a couple of things. And so we were looking for ways to improve communication. One way that we decided to do that was with advisory. So I have a student advisory, a parent advisory, and we wanted to be able to use those. So we did those like three times a year, student, teacher, and parent. And then we wanted to be able to say, what happens if something just pops up? So we put in place Let's Talk, where, you know, if something happens, people will be able to just send an email. They go into a system. And the complaint that people had is that I called the system or I sent them a letter and I never got a response. Well, if you put it in Let's Talk, it got recorded. You got an immediate response back saying, thank you for this. And we committed to responding to those in 36 hours, in 3 days. And then the other piece was what you just asked me about is the blog, because people also wanted to know what was the superintendent thinking, what is going on, what's the direction. And so I ended up doing three things. About monthly there, I would try to write a blog to say, here's what's happening, so people could keep up with the progress that we had and would know what may be coming next. But I also was sending a weekly update to my principals and staff, and I was sending a weekly update to the board members as well. And so this whole idea of communication was important. If you ever go back and look at our strategy map, you'll see that on the second line from the bottom, it talks about managing perceptions. Managing perceptions comes when you're able to have true dialogue, two-way dialogue in communication. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we were trying to do, trying to figure out how to get that in. And when I did the blog, people could reply to it. A lot of people did. The one that you're talking about now, I got a lot of, I'll be honest, wonderful responses that filled my heart, to be quite honest, because it had been 7 years. But, you know, I can remember the first one I wrote at the first Christmas, the first one I wrote at Thanksgiving, the first one I wrote when we had a Teacher of the Year. I mean, they were, now, and here's the other thing. Stephanie Hartley, my communications lady, would say, Dr. Jones, won't you please let me at least edit this for you, because it seems like you just do one draft and send it out. I can correct some of those typos you have. And I said, Stephanie, people will know that it was really from me and not from you. So I said, we're going to let some of these mistakes just go through, because I want people to know what I was really thinking and feeling. I know superintendents should be able to make sure they can have subject-verb agreement, but sometimes this one knows the superintendent can feel.
Well, so well, you know, I really feel, yeah, you really put the personal touch in terms of connecting with the people in this district. And I have just really been impressed with the blog. We're going to take a minute to just kind of give you a chance to talk about VIP. When we come back, I'm going to play a little music. And I know that COVID-19, I know, was a very challenging time for you in the school district, and we're going to talk about that when we come back off of this break. This is Gloria Stanley, Happy Talk Radio, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast, and my special guest today is Dr. Curtis Jones of Bibb County School District, and this is his VIP curtain call. Won't he do it?
Nobody's stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I just change the storm of sun. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got more to find. The enemy can't stop me, cause heaven's calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? You said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? I guess he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back.
the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your fast and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. What he doing? What he doing? Can't get anyone else. Heard your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Welcome back to Happy Talk Radio. Today, my special guest is Dr. Curtis Jones of Bexar County School District, superintendent, and this is his VIP call, curtain call. He will be retiring this year. However, you know, he encountered some unexpected challenges during his reign. So, Dr. Jones or Curtis, I would like for you to talk to us about your challenge during COVID-19 in the school district.
Well, I appreciate that. My initial plan had been to retire around 2020, and I was asked to stay on a little bit longer, and as you know, COVID did come. It was with its challenges. I have to give great thanks to Keith Simmons for helping us navigate through that. At the time, Keith was the chief of staff, but what COVID did for us was challenge us to move forward much quicker than we had thought. One of the things that we had to do was make sure that we could keep students safe. And while we've always talked about maintaining and managing a safe learning environment, that part about being safe took on a different thing with COVID. In the past, it had been about active shooters. It may have been about flu or head lice or something like that coming about, maybe accidents. Maybe students or someone bringing a weapon by our school. But COVID was different. And what we had to figure out was how to shift and stop having instruction inside our buildings, but do it online. And so Rose Powell and her team helped us take the computers that we had already and put those into the hands of our students. We used a device called Bring Your Own Device that allowed students to use whatever they had, and for those who didn't, we gave them something that we had. But then the board stepped up and allowed us to buy new computers. The supply chain problems weren't there. We got a bunch that were already due in. We got a lot more. And so within 6 months, we were able to put a new device in the hands of every student who wanted one. And in the meantime, we were able to get these hotspots. So when people were not able to use their own internet or didn't have access, they could use that. And so the supply chain helped us by making sure that was available. Our bus drivers, our custodians, our nutrition workers stepped up. All of a sudden, we were starting to feed students from buses as we were going out in the neighborhoods. Couldn't have done that without to Michael Sharp or Anthony Jackson with the bus drivers. And social workers were going out making sure that kids were still being safe and that things were working. And the teachers transitioned to being able to teach online by using software that they hadn't really learned about. So we gave them a lot of professional development, gave them opportunities to share with each other. And I'll be honest, the parents had to be understanding because they were home with their children when we closed school. A lot of them could not go to work, and we recognized that, and we tried to make it as easy as we could, but it was not. So that was hard. Keith Simmons came up with a process so that we could manage the different systems that we had. We were able to tell when we didn't have enough people in schools or the networks went down, and so it worked. The board allowed me to use the information that was coming to me from the local hospitals as well as from the state and national level to determine when we would have kids come back to school and to determine when they would wear masks or when they would not wear masks. And so I can honestly say that we were driven by the science. I think politics got into it and took it in a different direction, but our board allowed us to say, here's what came out initially with the guidance from the CDC. Here's how you're going, you can implement it. You don't have to. And our board allowed us to do that for the next 2 years. And it's been good. I'll be honest. It was difficult. It took everybody to be a part of it. And I think the community realized in more ways than they had thought before that educating our kids is all of our responsibility, whether they're in school or at home, online or in person. We need to be there together and on one team. And I think prior to COVID, we got into a little bit of a we-they, that it was easy to blame teachers when something didn't go right or kids didn't do something. I think parents got a chance to see their students at home in a different light. And I think in some ways they were happy when their students came back to us for face-to-face instruction.
Well, Curtis, I know that your students are happy to see each other's faces again. We have about 2 minutes left in this program, and definitely I want you to tell us what you plan on doing once you retire.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, thanks for letting me have this curtain call. I told Stephanie and folks I wanted to have an opportunity to have an exit plan. And so this is part of that, so thank you. Recently, it was announced that I'm going to be a consultant with the Georgia School Superintendents Association, working with superintendents across the state. Part of that is going to be putting together an executive program, pretty much like what the Army would call its War College, but for superintendents who have 5 years or more experience, bringing them back together for an additional learning experience that will help them impact education in Georgia at the state level, and that becomes part one. Part two is to work with female superintendents, which is a underrepresented population. Their struggles sometimes are different than their male counterparts, and so I'm going to work with them across the state. And I'm also going to work with black superintendents as well, because being a minority superintendent sometimes is also a challenge. So working with those underserved populations of superintendents. And then finally, I was asked to look at rural superintendents as well, because they have unique experiences. And I'll be doing some professional learning with those groups, new superintendents as well. So it's going to be full. Supposed to be part-time. I guess I'll wait and figure that out. And then after that, I'm going to be spending time with my wife and my mom and working on ancestry, photography, and doing a lot of barbecuing.
Well, I tell you, we really do appreciate you and everything that you've done for Bibb County. And you know that this is not your last interview on Happy Talk, of course.
Well, I'm always happy to come back. Happy Talk is good. We've had some struggles over the time, but you've been good and a great partner for us. So thank you for coming to BEP. Thank you for being a supporter. And thank you for all that you do to help make the Bibb County better.
Thank you so much. And to my audience, this concludes the curtain call. But anyway, Dr. Jones is not going too far. As you could understand, he will still be connected in the system. And I would like to thank my audience for tuning in to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most happy talk and inspirational talk from coast to coast. Thank you again, Curtis.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Mm-hmm.